From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." The report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
My dear sisters and brothers,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the Gospel speaks to us today of a procession.
今天福音告诉我们有一个游行.
Usually, processions are joyful gatherings.
一般游行都是一些欢乐的共聚时刻.
But here, it was a funeral procession.
不过这里是一个丧礼的游行.
A young man had died.
一个年轻人死去,
and he was the only son of a widow.
而且他是他妈妈的独生子.
He was being carried to be buried.
他现在正被人抬出去埋葬.
We would understand the pain of this mother.
我们会明白这位妈妈的痛.
There was a large crowd there. Of course, everyone was sad. Because everyone was concerned about the mother. But no one was affected. The only person affected by the death was the widow. And Jesus went to her. Jesus said to her, "Do not weep." And Jesus commanded that the procession should not go forward. And Jesus said, "Young man, rise." And he rose and began to speak.
他坐起身开始讲嘢.
My dear sisters and brothers,
我亲爱的姊妹弟兄,
a marvelous miracle of Jesus.
一个这么奇妙的奇迹耶稣所发现.
A miracle that came from a compassionate heart of Jesus.
而这个奇迹就是出于耶稣怜悯的心.
Compassion towards the painful isolation, lonely isolation of a widowed mother.
There
are many such occasions in the Gospels. Another woman. A woman with a hemorrhage for the last 12 years. Such women were considered unclean by the Jews.
猶太人視呢啲嘅女人係不潔嘅。
And this woman kept that secret pain in her heart.
而呢個女人就將呢一個嘅痛收埋隱蔽。
And she said to herself,
她同自己講,
If only I touch the tip of the garment of Jesus, I will be healed.
如果我可以摸一摸耶穌嘅衣水，我就應該會得到治癒。
And he reached his hand, she reached her hand out and touched.
於是乎她就伸手去觸摸了。
And she was healed.
她的而且確獲得醫治。
We would understand the great joy of this woman.
我哋可以理解呢个女人系几咁开心。
But also the lonely pain of isolation.
系可以离开呢一种被孤立嘅痛苦。
There's no one there for me.
吓，冇人能够支持我。
A woman who wasted her life in pain.
呢一个女人一生就系咁样喺痛苦里边。
She knew she was different.From all the other women in the crowd.
她知道在众多的妇女里面她是不同其他人。
She could not have a family life.
她不能够过一个家庭生活。
She could not touch a man.
她不能够跟任何男士有接
触。She was a waste.
她好像一件废物一样。
And yet the way Jesus felt compassion for her.
然而呢，耶稣仍然都是怜悯她。
And she was healed.
她就得到医治了。
In Mark chapter 2, a man in the synagogue.
在这个的第二章，是一个人在会堂上。
On the Sabbath, there would be a large crowd in the synagogue.
会堂里面，一到安息日就会有一大群众。
Everybody praising God, raising their hands.
人人都高举手，赞颂天主。
But there was one man there who could not raise his hands up.
不過當中就有一個人舉唔起到隻手。
His right hand was withered.
他的右手枯朽了。
What does it mean the right hand is withered?
當我們說右手已經乾枯了，什麼意思呢?
This man could not work.
這個人不能夠工作。
He could not earn a living.
他不能夠維持生計。
He could not have a family.
他不可以有一個家庭。
A pain of isolation and loneliness.
呢份孤独被孤立嘅呢份痛。
Being the only one in the whole crowd.
只系群众里边唯独一个。
And Jesus looked at him.
耶稣就注视住佢。
Jesus had compassion.
耶稣有呢份怜悯。
And Jesus healed this man.
耶稣医治咗呢一个人。
We find many such instances in the Gospels.
我哋喺福音里边揾到好类似好多嘅例子。
Jesus concerned about the men and women who suffered from the pain of isolation and loneliness.
耶稣系去接触嗰啲好多喺群众当中被孤立啦，同埋受住呢个疼痛嘅人。
A pain of loneliness even in the midst of a crowd.
即使间喺一大群众里边，佢哋仍然都系忍受住孤独嘅感觉。
No wonder Jesus said a parable.
可以想象耶稣点解喺比喻里边话。
Parable of the lost sheep.
就系呢个亡羊嘅比喻。
The lost sheep lost in loneliness.
呢一个羊咧就迷失咗喺孤独嘅处境度。
Could be plundered by wolves at any time.
随时随地都可以中了狼的圈套。
Wounded and guilty.
甚至乎受伤害和。
For having lost its way.
自己迷失了路，自己都很罪疚。
And Jesus said something very special.
但耶稣就讲了一些很特别的东西。
The good shepherd goes in search of such a lost sheep.
这个善牧就去主动去寻找一个迷失了的羊。
This reveals the great love of the heart of Jesus.
这个启示了耶稣心里面这份伟大的爱情。
There are such moments in our lives.
我们生命里面都有类似的。
Even in my own family, I feel isolated.
就算连在我自己家里面，我都觉得被孤立了。
I feel misunderstood.
我感觉到被误解。
Everyone seems determined to misinterpret my intentions.
好多人都好似决心去误解我所有演绎嘅嘢。
Moments when we feel there is no one for me.
有时刻甚至乎觉得冇人系同我并肩。
It is in such moments that God is the closest to us.
正正系呢啲处境里边，天主系最亲近我。
It is in such moments.God is waiting to do a miracle for us.
是在这些处境里面，天主等待着为我行奇迹。
We should never give up.
我们不应该放弃的。
There are many people who give up in such painful instances of life.
很多人在他们的生活的处境，这些张力里面就放弃了。
We are tempted to give up on life itself.
我们甚至有份诱惑要放弃自己的生命。
We are tempted to give up on our marriage.
这份诱惑就是放弃我们的婚姻。
We are tempted to give up on our business.
引诱我们放弃我们的生意。
Because such pain of loneliness is too much to bear.
因为这份孤单感实在不能够忍受。
And the gospel today reveals to us that God knows this pain.
今天的福音启示给我们知道，天主都知道我们这份痛。
And God is waiting to intervene.
天主是等待着介入。
To save us from such terrible pain of life.
从这些生活里面这么疼痛的地方拯救我们。
The sick people in the families feel this pain.
家中的家庭成员，病人都感觉到这份痛。
In the moments of our failures, we feel this pain.
我们失败的时候感觉到这份痛。
And Jesus is the closest to us in such moments.
在这些时刻，耶稣是这么亲近我们。
My dear sisters and brothers,
我亲爱的姊妹弟兄，
the gospel today has a very clear message to every one of us.
今天的福音给我们每一个人有清晰的信息。
A message of encouragement.
这份是鼓励的信息。
A message.To lead us home, a message God is waiting to lead us home.
这个信息是天主等待着带我们回家。
A message that we should never give up on life in such difficult moments of life.
这个信息是告诉我们，生活里面这些这么困难的时刻都不应该放弃生命。
God decides that such processions should not go forward.
天主已经决定这种的游行不应该再继续了。
Let us look back into our past.
不如我们看回我们过往。
Often we are burdened with painful memories of our past.
我们时刻为过去一些痛苦的记忆呢感受心痛。
Painful memories that haunt us all the time.
这些这么痛苦的回忆呢时时都周旋在我们里面。
And we ask a question.
我们就问一个问题了。
How could everyone leave me alone?
为什么人人可以这样丢下我一个？
How could the people, the closest, the dearest to us, not be there for me?
为什么可以我最痛锡的、最深爱的人都不能够陪伴我？
We grow indifferent towards them in the process.
我们在这个游行里面各自冷漠。
And that's when hatred and anger well up in our hearts.
心里面就涌起这一份的仇恨。
Relationships are strained.
这些的关系破裂。
And our family life itself becomes a burden for me.
我的家庭生活变成了我的重担。
Suddenly I realize.I have no feelings for him. I have no feelings for her.
忽然间，我意识到我对呢个人冇晒感觉。
Such indifferent attitude did not occur on a day or two.
一份咁嘅冷漠嘅心唔系一日两日制成。
If we fail to tackle the painful, lonely moments of our life, such indifference is bound to set in our mind.
我们思想上如果自己注定是有份这么冷漠的心，那就不能说。
Today on this altar, we want to bring up every such moment of our past.
今日我哋想将过往嘅种种时刻交到呢个祭台度。
We may have judged others.
我哋或者有判断别人。
That they left us alone.
就系佢哋抌低我哋一个。
Let us forgive everyone.
让我哋宽恕每一个人。
In such moments.We need to turn to the Lord.
在这些时刻，我们必须要转向上主。
The message of the gospel is clear.
福音里面的信息很清晰。
To every one of us.
是对我们每一个人说。
In such moments, I need to turn to my Lord.
在这些时刻，我需要转向我的上主。
The heart of my Jesus is open to me.
耶稣，我耶稣的心正在开放给我。
He's waiting to do a miracle.To heal me.
他等緊行一個奇蹟醫治我。
My Lord is on my side.
我的主是跟我一起。
This is the message the Lord is giving to us today.
这个就是主今天要给我们的信息。
That gives us great consolation.
这个已经给了我们很大的安慰。
God becoming real to us when everybody disappears from our life.
如果各个人都离弃我天主反而变得更加具体真实。
We need to hold on to him.
我哋一定要捉紧佢。
Enthroned.
佢嚟到呢个祭台度，我哋期待佢登上呢个宝座。
Let us enthrone him in our loneliness, in our sorrows, in our sinfulness.
让我哋喺孤单、忧伤，喺我哋嘅罪恶当中，让佢荣登佢嘅宝座。
Look at the face of Jesus.
望住耶稣嘅脸容。
Accept him as the Lord and Savior of your heart.
接受佢成为你心嘅呢个救主。
Anthony, Desmond, Ruth, Luella, the Lord is telling you, I am the Lord your God.
以上三位，耶稣话紧俾你听，我系你嘅主。
Accept Jesus as the Lord of your heart.
接受主成为你心灵嘅主。
He promises to be with you always.
佢应承你时时都同你一齐。
Sarah, Dorothy, Mabel, Joseph, Catherine, look at the face of Jesus.
以上名字的人注视住耶稣的面容。
Jesus is looking into your heart.
耶稣正注视你的内心。
He sees all the painful memories of your past in your heart.
他看到你内心过往痛苦的回忆。
Your heart has become the storehouse of all those painful memories.
你的心并成为了一个储存库，装起晒所有伤痛的回忆。
Thomas, Russell, Philomena, Gemma, look at the face of Jesus.
以上名字的人注视耶稣的脸容。
James, Mira, the Lord is whispering to your heart a word of love.
以上名字的人，耶稣在你心里面细语紧这份爱情。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Sit comfortably.
有个舒适的姿势。
I will comfort you is a promise the Lord is fulfilling at this moment.
主在这一刻许诺来安慰你。
The Lord sees all the distress of your mind.
天主见到你心里边所绝望的地方。
Into your distressed mind, invite Jesus.
将耶稣迎接入你心神里边。
Into the pain of loneliness, invite Jesus.
你呢份孤单的痛，邀请耶稣介入。
Into all the anxiety of your heart.Invite Jesus.
你心灵里边嘅焦虑，邀请耶稣进入。
Into all the strain in your family relationships and the pain of it, invite Jesus.
邀请耶稣进入你家庭里边伤痛嘅关系。
Into all the uncertainty of your future, invite Jesus.
邀请耶稣进入你对将来呢一份未肯定嘅。
Into every pain of your body, invite Jesus.
注视住耶稣嘅脸容。
Near the face of Jesus, see the faces of your father and mother.
在耶稣的脸容附近，望到你父亲母亲的脸容。
Two people who loved you the most on this earth.
这两位是世上最爱锡你的人。
Look at your brothers and sisters.
望下你的弟兄姊妹。
Look at the face of your husband, your wife, and your children.
注视你丈夫、妻子、你仔女的脸容。
Look at their faces near the face of Jesus.
在耶稣的脸容旁边，注视他们的脸容。
All these people are very special gifts God has given you.
所有这些人都是天主赐予给你很特别的恩赐。
People God has chosen to unite with your life.
是天主拣选了给他们结合你的生命。
People God has chosen to be the joy of your heart.
也都是拣选了给你们心灵的喜乐。
People to belong to you.
这些人都是属于你的。
People for you to belong to.
这些人都是你所隶属于的。
See the faces of your friends and your partners in business.
看下你朋友的脸容，你合作的伙伴的脸容。
People who have something or other to do with your life.
一些你生命里面同你有关系的人。
Look at the face of your in-laws, your uncles, your aunts, and your cousins.
注视你妻子或者你丈夫的家人，或者你的表兄弟姊妹。
Look at the face of every one of them.
望住佢哋每一个人嘅脸容。
And together with all of them, we want to go to Calvary Mount.
我哋要同佢哋每一个人一齐攀登加尔瓦略山。
We want to stand.Beneath the cross of Jesus.
我们都会站立在耶稣的十字架上。
Standing beneath the cross of Jesus with everyone who belongs to you, look at the face of each one.
我们皆同所有同我们有任何的关系的人一起注视着耶稣的脸容。
Offer them to Jesus.
将他们都奉献给耶稣。
Say a prayer for them to Jesus.
向着耶稣为他们有一个祈祷。
They could be sick, pray that they may be healed.
他们可能患病，祈求他们获得医治。
They could be dead, pray that they may be admitted to heavenly bliss.
他们可能已亡，祈求他们能够进入永生这份福乐。
They could be facing a problem.Pray that God may bless them.
他们可能面对着一些问题，求天主祝福他们。
Pray for everyone who is there for you.
为这些每一个你见到的，都为他们祈祷。
Maybe they have hurt you.
或者他们对你作出任何损伤。
Remember the hurts they may have caused you.
可能你会想起他们伤害你之后的事。
They try to break your life.
可能他们甚至想粉碎你的生命。
It is because of them that you are so sad today.
就是因为他们，你今天才这么伤痛。
You loved them, but you are rejected by them.
你爱他们，但是他们又拒绝你。
You trusted them, but you are deceived by them.
你信赖他们，但他们居然令你失望。
You helped them, but they became indifferent towards you.
你帮助他们，但他们居然这么冷漠对待你。
Too many painful memories of the past.
过去太多伤痛的记忆。
Today perhaps you don't talk to them. When you see them, you turn the other way. Offer them to Jesus. Jesus is on the cross. Nailed hands and feet. The Lord is suffocating. Unable to take breath. He's hanging on the two nails on the hands. The body has drooped down. At one time, he gives all the weight of his body on the nail, on the feet, and he raises his body up. To take breath in. He took breath. That breath went out as a prayer. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The prayer of Jesus. The prayer of Jesus for everyone who broke him on the cross. For those who condemned, for those who despised, for those who plotted against, for those who abandoned him. Jesus is praying for them. Jesus, the same things happened to me as well. The people have turned against me. I do not understand why. I have done only good to them. They have done this to me. But Lord, I want to pray with you. I want to pray that you may forgive them. Look at the face of everyone standing with you beneath the cross and pray for them. Let souls stand up. The blood of Jesus flowing down from his wounds. Is falling upon you. Feel the blood. The heart of Jesus is pierced, and blood and water flow down, that blood flowing into your heart. Cleansing your heart of all the anger and hatred and greed. Cleansing your heart of all the despair and loneliness. Your heart is cleansed in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus falling upon your shoulders. Flowing down your arms and your elbows and your hands and your fingers. Feel the blood of Jesus flowing down. Wherever the blood of Jesus flows down, feel the power. Feel the power of the healing of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus healing you completely. The blood of Jesus falling upon your head. Flowing down to your eyes, your thyroid, and your back. The blood of Jesus flowing down your backbone. The Lord is taking away the pain of your back. Feel the pain vanishing. Wherever the blood of Jesus flows down, feel the pain vanishing. The blood of Jesus flowing down to your lungs. That problem of asthmatic problem, the Lord is healing you. The blood of Jesus flowing down to your stomach. That chronic problem of indigestion, the Lord is healing you. The blood of Jesus flowing down to your inner glands. Your liver, your kidneys, and all the inner glands are covered by the blood of Jesus. Wherever there is cancer, the cancer cells are covered by the blood of Jesus. Feel the healing for every ailment of your body. The blood of Jesus flowing down your legs, your knee joints. The blood of Jesus flowing down to your feet. Wherever there is a skin problem, the blood of Jesus is flowing down. Feel the blood of Jesus healing you. Feel the power of the blood of Jesus. As you feel the power of the blood of Jesus healing you, praise Him. Take the name of Jesus on your lips and praise Him. Jesus, your blood. Your blood is healing me, O Jesus. And thank you for the healing. You are the merciful Savior. You shed your blood for me, O Jesus. Thank you for the healing, O Jesus. I praise you, Lord, for the healing. You are healing me of every ailment of my body. Jesus, I praise you for your healing. Your healing power is flowing down my body. Jesus, it is your blood.